Hey, Kings fans, Mikey here, one of your in-arena hosts for your LA Kings. And boy, do I love when you bring that energy and excitement to every single home game.
Hi,
speaking
Mikey.
Of energy and excitement, make sure you check out the Kings Realm podcast. They cover everything from hockey to sports, movies, and of course, cereal. That's right. All the important topics covered right here on the Kings Realm podcast. And go, Kings, go.
Happy Thanksgiving and welcome to the Kings Realm presented by the Hockey Podcast Network. Be sure to follow us on X, Threads, Instagram, and Twitch at Kings Realm Pod. Leave us voicemail or send us a text 562-317-0087.
That's for you.
That's for me?
Yep.
Okay.
It's your beer.
Oh, thank you for giving me my beer.
Yeah, anytime.
All right, so let's do this. Kings are third in the division with a couple games in hand, sitting at 11-3-3 after going. Jordan, help me out here.
3-0!
So they picked up some Cougars last week. They crushed the Blues and swept Arizona to the curb. Season sweep, baby. So as you can see, we are live from Death Valley. We'd like to thank my cousin Scott.
Hey-o!
Vegas fan Scott.
Vegas fan Scott.
For letting us use his patio for our patudio.
Yeah.
As Jordan coined it.
I did. Patudio. I'm actually quite proud of that.
Yeah. All right, let's go. I'm Dennis Wilson. Oh, that was hard for some reason. That's Jordan
said.
Heckman.
That's what she said.
Oh, I went out of order.
Wow.
And
wow.
James Willock. Houston there. And James Willock.
Bringing the best for last.
There you go. I didn't realize that.
That's presumptuous.
What an idiot.
All right.
Pay bills. Let's go.
Hockey fans, light the lamp this winter with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NHL. New customers can bet just $5 pregame money line on any NHL team to win their game and get $150 in free bets if they do. If that wasn't enough excitement, you can turn small bets into bigger payouts with same game parlays.
You say schmall?
Schmall.
Schmallish.
Combine multiple bets like which team will win?
He said schmall.
How many goals will he score?
Uh huh.
And more for your shot at an even bigger payout. Download DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code THPN. Bet $5 on any NHL team to win their game and get $150 in free bets if they do. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NHL. Use promo code THPN. Gambling problem? Call 800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY to 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, licensed partner of Golden Nugget, Lake Charles, LA. 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. See Sportsbook. DraftKings.com/football terms for eligibility. Terms and responsible gambling resources. Bonus bets expire 7 days after issuance. Eligibility. And deposit restrictions apply. All right.
Let's just get to the games real quick. What do you think?
Yeah.
Hey.
Okay.
Also, friend of the show, Jaden is here.
Wow.
We did put out a dare to all the listeners, all dozens of them.
Yeah.
And Jaden showed up.
Jaden was the only one dumb enough to drive this far.
Yeah.
What an idiot.
Now he's got to put up with our antics. You're bad. Fair enough.
That's fair.
3-1. You lose.
We got numbers, bitch.
3-1.
All right. Florida. This one felt good, right? Because it was at home.
Yeah.
And we lost them pretty wholeheartedly the last time
we
played them.
And I thought we were going to lose, you know?
Yeah.
So,
idiot.
Yeah, I'm happy to be wrong.
Fiala got the party started in the first period with his third goal of the season with a little backhander, you know? Minute 20 seconds in. Kopitar gets it going again in the second period with his eighth goal of the season with a power play goal. And then some guy named Sam Reinhart got his 13th of the year to just come short of any sort of comeback that the Panthers may have had.
Kim Kardashian.
Did you know? So, like, I think everybody knows about Skims now, right?
Yeah,
Skims.
It's the like body suits that Kim Kardashian put out. Did you know that they have a new bra that has nipples built in?
No,
this is the Kings Realm, guys.
Okay,
by the way,
show us. Are you wearing it now?
No.
He's just cold.
I don't need to lift it and separate.
Is this just a sponsor you want to bring on? Or
no, well, you brought up Kim Kardashian, so I just wanted to bring up the nipple bras.
Well, the cum on her back.
I think she got it on her back.
Yeah.
Anyways, what do you guys have to say about Florida before this gets...
Offending our audience already.
It's new.
Seen a lot of head shaking over there.
Well,
they're not looking. I'm not looking.
There are young children in the audience, so.
It's James' kids. They know.
Yeah. He'll learn one day.
They've heard worse from James on a work call.
Or an hour ago. So.
Do we want to know about that?
No, that was Florida. Freaking fantastic. Florida. Yeah, fantastic.
That's fantastic.
That's fantastic.
What was the next game on Saturday?
The next game? Yeah. St. Louis.
St. Louis.
Saturday, 5-1.
Yeah.
Wow.
St. Louis is actually a bit better than I thought they'd be, but.
Were they?
I mean, they are in general. There it is. Found it.
You found it?
Yep.
Brian.
Yeah. Yeah. 1000%. Cause I didn't do notes wholeheartedly cause we're on vacation.
I wrote an intro.
It's like the same thing. Every week, Dennis. Jesus Christ. All right. Quinton Byfield gets a power play goal to get it going early in this first period, followed by Blake Lizotte and then Adrian Kempe and then Luc-Pierre Dubois.
Pierre Dubois.
Yeah.
Did you say Luc Pierre?
Lou. Yeah, I did. I did say Luc Pierre.
Jesus.
So Pierre Dubois. Four goals in the first period, and it's kind of just downhill from there for the St. Louis Blues. Kevin Fiala taps another one on in the second period for his fourth. And then some guy named Neighbors. That's a name.
Would you be my neighbor?
Yeah. Scores one to unfortunately disallow the shutout for Phoenix Copley.
Disallow.
Yeah. Which I think that the four first period goals, I think, are pretty huge for this game, especially. But Phoenix Copley showing up and just absolutely murdering the puck.
Murdering the puck.
Yeah, just right in front of the net, just murdered it. James is passing out whiskey. Played super well.
That was his first win of the season? Was it?
I think so. That's a follow-up question.
Follow-up questions. We don't do those.
Yeah, that's a follow-up question, Dennis, and we don't do that here.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'd take it back.
You should. You should feel bad about it, too.
I don't.
Speaking of Phoenix Copley playing another really good game, He got the start against the Coyotes.
Hot hand.
I know. I don't hate it, because Talbot's old. Trevor Moore.
Still can't say his name right.
I don't care.
Hilarious.
It might be just a thing. I might know what I'm doing. Gets a shorthanded goal to get it going. Kopitar gets his eighth. Trevor Moore gets his second of the game in the second period. Kraus gets his eighth season. Hey, guy's pretty good. And then No gets his fourth to seal the deal against the Coyotes. That's a win that should have happened. I think we can all agree. They completed the season sweep of the Coyotes.
Yes.
2 months into the season. But
that's really weird.
Well, that's nice.
And then there's also
Knicks.
Teams we haven't played in our division yet. Okay.
Well, when they decide to get good, we don't have to worry about it.
Okay.
They are the Coyotes. You know that, right?
You never know. Hey, Mikey said, you guys are quite early. Jordan says, thank you for noticing.
I said, that's what she said. Yeah. We put out a tweet, Mikey. Suck it.
Yeah. Come on.
If you want to complain, you could have complained like 3 hours ago when we tweeted.
Mm-hmm.
You could have complained in person, too, like Jaden.
Yeah, Jaden's here.
Oh, he left?
Jaden right. was.
Already? Damn it.
Did he get his card and go?
Yeah.
This is fucking awkward.
This is really weird.
Yeah.
Not all of it was cracked up to me.
Yeah.
I'm out.
He's like, who are these weird people? They're all drunk.
Been drinking all day.
You can't drink all day unless you start in the morning.
That's all right. The truth. Most of the day.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Mike says, hope you're having fun. Yes, we are.
We are.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Anyways, over.
All right, James.
Yes,
you want to go ahead and get us there.
General Notables brought to you by Mrs. Zach.
We don't have any General Notables other than the fact that we do have a bet update.
Ooh.
Well, General Notables being like St. Louis, didn't all four lines score?
Mm-hmm. Sure, we could have talked about that during the game.
Well, it's a general notable.
Sure.
We could have talked about most of our general notables during the game.
Okay.
But they're general notables.
He seems like he's stalling.
Yeah, we generally note things later on.
Yeah. Like nice little
Jordan, you do like that. To just, you know, barrel through the games. That's his thing.
Well, yeah. Especially when I don't have notes for them.
Yeah, I know you just
yeah. So I'd like to point that out. I think that's
okay. Important. Yeah, yeah, that's a good one.
Good to see.
That's a good
all
one.
Four lines
scored. Yeah, and
what else do you have?
There was also everybody that people bitch about scored in that game.
Right.
So
Quinn Byfield.
There's that.
Mm-hmm. Yep. PLD, Kevin Fiala.
I think the Bannerman called that one right before Fiala's goal. We just need Fiala to score. And then he did like 2 minutes later.
They should be calling more goals then.
Yeah, right?
Come on, Bannerman. Get us more goals this year.
Yeah, I think we can make a call, right? To let them know they should be making more goals. Yeah.
We'll let those guys know. They're apparently the missing link of our scoring here.
Mm-hmm.
Even though they're what was the other general noble we saw? That they have the highest goals percentage?
Yeah, no, I sent you all kinds of stuff, Jordan. I thought you were going to put in the notes. And then you didn't do notes.
What? There's no notes one in to the be league. Done.
Yeah, what was it?
On 5-on-5.
5-on-5?
And Jordan
expected
Spence.
Expected goal percentage?
Jordan Spence is the number one person in the league for 5-on-5.
Jordan Spence.
Yeah.
Nice. Small sample size.
Small sample size. Minimum 100 minutes.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
So those are all great things to see. That's exciting shit. Yeah. Those are all what I would consider general notable.
I mean, what being, I was going to talk about. Number one in those stats is good, generally.
Yeah.
So but, it's a general notable.
General notable.
But yeah, what I was going to talk about was also a great stat.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's just a great notable.
Right.
That it's relevant
we're a
podcast.
Podcast that covers the Kings, and all you want to talk about is yourself.
I mean, in the intro, he did say cereal, too.
Yeah.
Cover the Kings and cereal.
Yeah. No, he wants to talk about himself.
No, I want to talk about you and I.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you
and I.
You're winning the golf tournament.
What? No. I have not won anything because there's still a card game to be played.
No, you beat me this year. That's the bet.
Why don't you just tell us about what happened?
We're third year out of the
fifth year of
our bet.
Why don't you remind everybody what the bet is?
Let me know. I was going to do that.
Okay. Go ahead.
I thought there was only one more year after this one.
This is fun for me.
I mean, you really shouldn't be jerking yourself off with all these people watching. Quite frankly.
Oh, is that indecent exposure?
Yeah, it is.
Generally frowned upon. Another general notable.
All right. So 3 years, 5 years, I have to beat Jordan at our annual golf tournament here in Death Valley. This is the third year.
It's mostly because we're over the hump. That's why I'm excited about
it. Destroyed today. Last year, I was close. Gave me hope that it's not going to be that hard next year. So I think I played 8 holes of golf this year, and I've hit one bucket of balls. Happened to be within the same week, like 2 weeks ago. Really prepared for this.
Mm-hmm.
And I got beat pretty bad. So that's the update. I got 2 more years.
Well, it was only by 24 strokes.
I mean, we didn't have to put numbers to it, but
it was
glad
close.
You did.
It was close.
I'm glad you did. Yeah.
Super close.
Yeah.
Sure.
Anything See, if else you didn't
you
blow
it about?
If you didn't blow
you
up
play
those...
every week, go ahead and gloat. be big man. I like to beat up on little people that don't play golf.
There's very few people that call you little, James.
Well, in this sense, my skill is quite adolescent.
You're also the one that made the bet in the first place.
And I have 2 more years to win.
Okay.
I'm not even scared.
The funniest part was how confident you were all week.
Oh.
And this morning, oh my God.
Like I was feeling good.
Beaming with confidence.
My wife stretched me out. I had a good breakfast. Like, yeah, you know.
Tell us more.
With what gauge?
Hey, John, earmuffs. Earmuffs. She stretched me in the groin. Got them hip stretches. I felt good. I honestly felt good. My fit was right. Right? Ladies, that's how you say it. My fit was right. Okay, my fit was right.
That's how the Gen
they are shaking
Gen
their
Zers,
heads like, oh
Gen Xers.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Gen Xers.
I had
Kevin?
Good riz, dude. Oh, yeah,
Kevin and Scott. You say it fits, Scott? No. Yeah.
Scott doesn't know.
Scott does say sus. So.
Scotty doesn't know.
Huh? Mm-hmm. On me? Where are all the drunks? They're all around.
I'm right here.
Yeah, you get the three of us, but there's plenty more drunks around.
Present. Present.
Yeah. I've got two bottles.
Present.
Present. Scott, you got a drink?
Tequila.
Right there. Nice. So, yeah, we're all here. All right. Is Scott watching the night game?
Bree's drinking champagne.
No, Scott's actually sitting with us.
Yeah. I'm a little bitter right now. It's on right now.
You could change it in here. You don't have to watch this.
He doesn't know how to use this TV.
Fix that.
That's right.
Fix that.
He doesn't know how to use the third TV in his trailer.
Yeah.
fourth TV in his trailer. Sorry. Is there one in your bedroom too?
Yes.
Oh my God. Scott has four TVs in his trailer. It's more in my house.
You make it sound like Scott is very low rent and lives in a trailer.
He does out here.
We're on the patio of his trailer.
Yeah.
On the Starlink.
And brought to you by Elon
Musk. My house doesn't even have a patio.
That sounds more like
a heap. No, you have a covered patio. What the fuck are you talking about?
It's like a bonus room that's very open to the outside.
Sounds like a patio.
I guess.
If you were to define a patio in a roundabout
way. To ruin the joke, Jordan.
Fuck you. Later. Whoa. Can we get to voicemails?
Yeah, I'm gonna do messages first.
Hey, does anybody give a shit that the Queen and King of Cambridge or whatever was at a hockey game the other night?
Who?
Harry and Meghan Markle.
They're not.
Oh yeah, they thought they were very skilled men's on
they're
the
not
ice.
Royalty anymore. They're just two people, Meghan Markle and her husband.
Where's the money coming from?
Meghan.
Yeah, they don't get the.
They're not part of that family anymore.
Yeah.
Okay.
They renounced their royalty.
They said deuces.
Yeah. So it's Meghan Markle and her husband, Harry. What's up, Harry?
Some dude named Harry.
Yeah.
That soulless
dude. I love the Vancouver coach that was like, he's like, hey, I don't know if it's proper or not, but I went for knuckles and I got knuckles from them. Is that cool that I can do that? He's not a prince anymore.
Even if he was, you gave the prince knuckles.
Yeah, you got knuckles from the prince, dude. I feel like that's halfway to being knighted. So
I don't know. Maybe Scott knows. He's into the knights.
Yeah. All right. There is a message. We got a message.
Like a text message?
Like a text message. It says, hit the button, James!
Imagine dragging these nuts on
Jesus
your face.
Christ, dude.
Fuck, Jordan. Water bottle out.
It's in all caps, so I had to yell it.
I think they heard that at the Ranger station.
It's in all caps. I have to yell it.
There's definitely a voicemail.
There is a voicemail.
Yep.
You want to hear it?
And as soon as you find it, yeah.
Oh, I thought I loaded it.
Oh, no. This is going to be bad. Here we go.
We'll see you guys.
What up?
Oh, shit.
Mr. Water Bottle.
Mr. Water Bottle.
Dustin Brown's Water Bottle. The third.
The third?
Anyway. I was listening to the most recent episode you guys put out.
Sorry.
Fucking hilarious, as always, by the way.
Good to
also,
know.
Hi. It's been a long time since I called.
Yeah, I thought you got recycled, bro.
Except Dennis. Nope. Didn't miss Dennis as much.
Well,
no hard feelings. It's just business.
It's all good.
Business.
Anyway, I don't agree with the tie format. There's a reason we got rid of it before.
Yep.
I like having a winner and a loser.
Yep.
But I think we should do 5 minutes of 3v3 overtime and then 5 minutes of 2v2 forwards only overtime.
Ooh.
No defensemen.
I don't know about that.
So some teams like, you know, obviously the Kings with Kofi and Dano could be out there, or one of the two could be out there, whatever. I don't fucking know. But no defensemen. So a little bit more desperation chances.
I don't know about that.
Ties will turn the other way real fast. Nobody's laying down to block shots as a defenseman because they're more often than not quick to do that than a forward is, at least in my humble opinion. Anyway, thought it was worth throwing my opinion out there because, you know, just like assholes, everybody's got one. But now you guys get to hear mine.
You get to hear your asshole?
Is this going to go on the Thanksgiving episode?
Oh, shit. Yeah, it is. Thanksgiving special. We made it
Death
sound.
Death Valley is cold as fuck, and you guys are shivering your balls off.
Nope. Not, balls not really.
I'm wearing shorts.
The podcast, the bicycles hanging from your nose.
Nope.
I don't know if it's that cold right now.
Snotsicles.
I'm predicting the future. All right. How are the ribs?
Scotch ribs are fantastic.
Yeah, good, good.
Let's go behind the camera.
All right. We'll get drunk, eat turkey, pass out. Happy Thanksgiving. See you later, fuckers.
Later, fuckers.
All right. So for everybody in here, the voicemail was from Dust Brown's water bottle. He was saying that he doesn't agree
They can hear it, can't they?
Can you guys hear it? Okay, so he was saying that he does not agree with going back to like ties, and he thought a good idea.
James' computer's playing sound, isn't it? Or mine? Huh? Someone's computer's playing sound. Might have been mine. He did.
Yeah. So
Dennis, you're drunk. Give me your keys.
He said
they're in the trailer.
5-on-5, 3-on-3, or 5 minutes, 3-on-3. Then he likes 5 minutes, 2-on-2, forwards only.
I don't like cutting out a defenseman, though.
But like, how do you designate? Like, I mean,
can you imagine Drew Doughty being like, "Oh, I can't go out there"? Right. Fuck that.
You'll go to the locker room. How about this? How about just 5 minutes, goalie versus goalie?
Yes.
I actually thought about like doing like a four on four.
Good luck.
For 5 minutes, then 3-on-3 for 5 minutes. I mean, that's going to settle most games, I think. And yeah, then
for sure.
2-on-2 would be fun.
I feel like there's a lot of different ways to do it.
Yeah.
You just do 1-on-1, no goalie. Fuck it.
No goalie.
Be fun.
It's practically an empty net shootout then.
Right?
You can have somebody forget that their goalie's not there, pass back to the goalie. Yeah. Oh, shit.
fuck.
Ah, fuck. There it is.
Well done. Is that the only voicemail?
That was the only voicemail.
Really?
False. Oh, no. There is a...
Fuck. Jay, do you want to leave a live voicemail?
Sure, why not?
Let's have Jay leave a live voicemail. Here, pass him the mic.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
This is on?
Got that mic.
It will be.
It will be shortly. Please don't rap.
Oh, it's on.
Check, check.
That's my only request.
All right, it's on now. Awesome.
Jade, what are you drinking?
I got some Johnny Walker Green Label and Dr. Pepper, because I'm a man.
Green Label and Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, I went to my car, ate a banana, a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, took a shot, made myself a drink, came here in that order.
Wow. Okay. Where does Green Label fit?
But you guys were just talking about overtime and the 3-on-3. Okay. You know, we had the big discussion last week about ties where Jesse, as usual, became very mad about it. And
irrational.
Yeah, one could say that.
I did.
That's a word.
But yeah,
it might be a fairly accurate
I recently heard on a hockey podcast an idea because everybody's talking about overtime right now. And an idea I heard, you know how like when there's a penalty in overtime, it goes to 4-on-3. The idea I heard was instead it goes to 3-on-2, ending the game faster.
It would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also listened to a podcast. It was almost an hour long about Quentin Byfield and nothing else. That kid's good.
Do you want to name the podcast?
No.
All right.
Because you can't bother or because you don't want to. All right,
but yeah, I'm kicking butt in fantasy, and that's kind of it.
I don't think we asked.
Who are you playing this week?
I don't even know.
I'm playing James this week. We need to look. We need to look.
I forgot who I'm playing, but I do know I'm kicking ass.
He just looks at the score like I do.
Oh.
Yeah.
At least you know you're winning. I haven't looked yet, so I don't know.
You weren't earlier.
Dennis is here to rub it in my face when I'm not winning, so there's that.
Weren't you guys playing when you were here last week?
Just taking L's right now.
All over. Yeah. I know. I'm gonna load this up.
L Riz over here. So I'm still throwing it down.
I felt bad. I did beat James 9-2 last 2 weeks ago. But,
9-2.
It feels good, doesn't it?
Oh, I lost 9-1 last week. So
Jesus Christ, you're losing 6-5 right now.
No, that'll get worse.
Oh yeah. Another thing. You guys know the Spit and Chicklets podcast. So my hometown is Fullerton, California, like North Orange County. It's where I grew up, you know, as a teenager, kid, all that. There's this liquor store that I grew up skating to with my friends. The Spit and Chicklets guys had a meet and greet.
You want to name that liquor store that sold you underage booze?
No, we were going there for candy and then beer.
Yeah, they're candies in 70, 50 milliliters.
I never would have thought the Spit and Chicklets guys showed up to do a meet and greet at that liquor store. And I got to show up. I got a bottle signed, Biz Nasty. I was wearing a King shirt and Biz signed the back of it, which is kind of cool.
That's pretty sweet.
Nice. Ryan Whitney was super nice. He saw my King's shirt and he was like, oh, Kings just lost their last two. And I'm like, I ain't worried about it.
Yeah.
And
how's Edmonton doing?
Yeah, how the Oilers?
I assume you guys have heard that Witt's basic, he's like, yeah, he's not a fan anymore.
Read him off. Yeah.
He's officially not a fan of the Oilers anymore. So I kind of pointed at my shirt and I go, hey, Whit, you know, if you ever, I know you don't like West Coast teams because of the time schedule and all that, but if you ever need a new team, and he was like, oh, we were just talking about that. And I don't know, it was really cool. I got to talk to Grinnell for a sec. I was actually the last guy they allowed in. So I think I got a little more time with them than everybody else. And it was so funny. I got
you
to talk
sound
to.
You sound so privileged.
I know.
I don't know, but like, it was so cool because I got to talk to Mike Grinnelli and I'm just like, yo, Grinnell. I pointed down the street because I used to live in the neighborhood right next to this liquor store. So I pointed down the street and I go, hey, Grinnell, I used to live right there. And I used to skate to this liquor store with my friends all the time when we were kids. And it's like so crazy that out of all places you guys could have gone to, you went to this place.
Right.
So that was a pretty fun time.
They probably had to buy 100 cases of Pink Whitney to get that to happen. So.
They almost sold out at the liquor store. They had a big old display case and they almost sold out. Hey, how's that for a cameo? First car cameo on a podcast, huh? Oh, that's right. I forgot. Mikey likes Dr. Pepper.
He does. Big fan. Who is not a big fan of Dr. Pepper, by the way?
I'm trying to get some inside info here. She won't speak up.
Big Dr. Pepper guy.
Hey, Jaden.
Yes.
Give the mic to Jess.
Hi.
Hi, Jess.
Hi, wife. What about Pink Whitney? Tell us about Pink Whitney.
It is the number one selling flavored vodka in the U.S.
Oh, Pink Whitney is. I was talking about the Fullerton liquor store.
She's just giving you industry updates, man. Okay.
I'm giving you industry updates.
How is Pink Whitney the number one flavored vodka, though?
What would be above Pink Whitney for flavored vodkas?
None. Like,
In your opinion.
Well, she just said, I'm not saying there is. I'm just saying there could be a Ciroc. There could be, there's like all.
Yeah, but what would you say
Ciroc
is better
was like,
than
so
Pink
like
Whitney?
8 years ago.
None of you guys like Pink Whitney.
I didn't say I hated it.
Liars.
I tolerate it.
Ah, see?
I like it and I tolerate it are very.
Did you bring a bottle to Death Valley?
No.
Okay.
I brought a bottle of Tito's.
I did too.
I brought 12 or 13 bottles here, and Pink Whitney was not one of those.
It was all whiskey.
I'm not really.
You didn't bring Hennessy,
vodkas,
James.
Though.
I know. I don't buy flavored vodkas either.
That's the thing is, I don't buy flavored vodkas.
Because we are not 24.
Yeah. Oh, because we're not the target market.
We are not the target market.
Some of us are closer than others, though.
Not by much. You want to name how many years, Jordan, since we're giving out numbers?
No. Well,
24 strokes. I beat him by 24 strokes.
24 strokes. In case you guys are wondering, it was 24. Yeah, it was 24 strokes.
All right. You can get the mic back. Yeah, I love you.
I love you too.
You guys
are cute in that jacket.
Fucking adorable.
Yeah, thank you. James. Oh,
James, shut the hell.
James is like, cut me off.
All right. I got the controls over here. So. Nope.
He muted.
My son's always wanted to be on podcast. Hi, John. Yeah.
Hello.
Is it on?
Is it on? I got to watch my language, kind of.
No.
No, I don't?
You're okay. Good.
You're good.
You're good.
Super handsome.
Shit, balls.
Just tell him earmuffs, James.
Just say earmuffs. You can say whatever earmuffs. You want.
Shit, fuck.
He's trying to prove a point.
You don't have to glorify it.
Yeah. You don't have to celebrate it, Frank.
See you later.
See, his name was Frank.
I just spilled beer all down myself. That's
all right,
pretty fucking
we
awesome.
Weekend.
Thank you, Scott. Hey, Producer Scott.
Wait, what?
Yeah, Scott, here. Yell into the mic. It's fun.
What is the leading
weekend.
Every year?
Right
every
there,
year.
Right there. Go do it. Get up. Do
I
it.
Can't take it. The week ahead.
That's
more like the weekend.
Soft.
Well, we tried, but Jordan doesn't know how to do.
I don't think he heard you up in Mosaic Canyon, so.
Oh, well, one more time.
No.
Well, hey, before we get into the week ahead, do we want to do that, or do we talk about what's the leading infraction on the getting the rooster here? Like, if you mess up here, you get the rooster.
Yeah, you have to like give a little bit more context to the rooster.
Yeah, if you mess up here, the week at Death Valley.
Sorry. Where's here?
Death Valley.
Okay. Have you really announced where you're at?
Yeah, we have.
Okay. I did right in the intro
for like so 2 years. The rooster. Yeah, the rooster.
Yeah, Scott got the mic and turn that thing on.
We are fucking.
I know. We're putting Bree to work here.
Free labor is the best.
Scott did want to be on the podcast, and here he is.
James will turn it on.
No, you just hand it to him. There's no switch there.
Or just hold it for him like say you're
hi,
like.
You can say hi.
Hi, Bree.
That's a button right there.
We all love Bree.
I'm saving that. Hi, Bree.
So yes, we're you guys are doing the podcast from our family get together every Thanksgiving. We're here in Death Valley.
Oh, nice, good crack.
But you know, in the week, there's a lot of activities that go on, and some mistakes are made. Someone might, you know, we all have seen the movie RV when you dump the shitter all everyone, you know, or
you break your wheel, $3,000 fixing
not
everything.
Chalk the wheel your RV and it rolls away from you.
It barely rolled away.
Or you mention about people's alarm going off, and then your alarm goes off at 10 o'clock at night.
Correct. And
you,
then you
dump all your propane out on accident.
There's lots of things we can do.
Yeah.
You can play to the wrong hole on a golf course.
Which is that this year's leading infraction?
Hold on. Before we get on that, if you've won the rooster, say I. Because I. Dennis.
I've won it.
Dennis has won it. James was close 1 year. But James he got saved it. By Kevin.
By Kevin. His alarm went off at 10 o'clock at night.
That's only Jordan and Dennis that have won.
I feel like that's the vast majority of the podcast.
Yeah.
66%.
I feel like I'm the real winner.
I do James feel like Jordan is the minority.
You almost won.
Jordan literally won it right when he showed up.
Jordan, or James almost won it before he showed up.
That's right. Wild Rose. Also, my wife loved watching me turn that thing around.
But to be fair, it did get you laid.
To be fair?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Several times.
TMI.
Uh-huh. Anytime she thinks about it, it comes up again. I'm like,
hi, John.
Someone's getting lucky tonight.
These are the parts of the podcast I don't like when James talking about, you know, getting it on with his wife. We don't need to know this.
Well, you know it. He's sitting right there.
We all have kids.
It's happened at least three times.
I love the life critiques of James' work.
I know, right? It's happened at least three times. We know.
We know when she comes into the room because you get really excited.
Jess is like.
So anyway, this week there's a few leaders.
They're trapped. They can't.
Rooster Award.
Real quick, if you win.
Yeah.
If you win the rooster, it's actually a stuffed roadrunner. But we call
correct.
It the
rooster.
If you fuck up the worst,
yes,
you win this award for the year.
Or fuck up the
you
best.
You have to hold it for the year, and then hopefully someone messes up enough next year to get it. This year, it's been a little weak until
it's been a slow year.
Slow year.
Yeah,
we got a couple of front runners right now.
We'll maybe next week we'll do an update on who gets it.
The current leader is.
It's kind of a toss up. I think we got two.
Kevin's not here. My brother's probably in the lead.
Oh, what did he do?
Yeah,
he threatened to leave.
Oh,
is this about the tent?
Yeah.
Okay, that was a good one.
Scott can give like a better representation of it. I don't think it's going to play on the podcast.
It's not going to play on the podcast. I know what we're talking about. Yeah. I think another one that is a potential is Jeff using his electricity as batteries to run his refrigerator.
The minute I brought up to him, he got really angry. That was even a thing
because he is the current rooster holder.
Yeah.
It'd be a 2-time champ back to back.
It's just like the U.S. in the World Wars.
Yeah.
Ouch. All right.
Suck it, Canada.
And then there's the number three, which is someone in golf today. Was that one?
A couple people in golf today.
Huh?
Yeah. I didn't strap my bag in and that fell, but I mean, that's.
Oh, no, you're clear.
That's just being drunk at the golf course. I mean,
he was sober.
As the saying goes,
which
that's
might
par
make
for the
it
course.
Worse, actually, but.
Yeah. Our Uncle Art that had golfed that course like 50 times, completely going to the wrong tee.
No, the wrong green.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Flag and Jordan and I spotting him putting to the wrong pole. Wondering what he's doing.
extra practice. He's getting ready for when he gets on the green. He knows how to play.
To when we look at him like, what are you doing? He's like, well, what are you doing?
You're the idiot not playing the hole.
You're playing 7. We're on 13.
So he had already played that green.
He'd already played that green.
Yeah.
Wow. So he should have known that green. That was 2 holes back.
Wow.
Whoopsies. That's a good one. That one.
Well, shit happens.
I feel like I've already made some progress.
Yeah. Jaden showed up. Jaden showed up and didn't have 10 poles.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
So,
is that true?
Yeah. So I stayed up all night packing. I actually went to work before I drove here.
The FNG might get the rooster.
Yeah.
Who knows?
That means he's got to come back next year then.
But yeah, I drove all the way here. I was so tired. I just wanted to set up my tent and go to bed. Open up my trunk, open up the tent bag. No tent poles. So I had to drive all the way to the border of Nevada, which is about an hour and a half away, no traffic, to go to one of the biggest Walmarts I've seen.
In Pahrump?
Yeah.
One. That's a fun Walmart right there.
Got the same tent, $100 out of that. Drove all the way back. That's a lot of gas and a lot of time. Came back hella tired. So, I don't know if where that puts me in the rankings, but that's something.
To be fair, that was your girlfriend that borrowed the tent and did not put the tent poles back. So I would say that not getting mad at that situation, I would be on fire right now.
Wait, so Jaden's girlfriend's getting the rooster?
You got to be here.
Where are those temples? That's the real question. Is like,
yeah,
who doesn't put the temples back in the bag?
Okay, so like when you're packing back, are the temples still where she was camping? That could be a thing too.
To be determined.
Oh, in the garage. Well, that sucks. Yeah, they should go back in the same bag with the tent.
Yeah,
that's just common.
And that makes sense.
Yeah. I would say that's general. It would be a general notable.
General notable? All right.
Weird. Oh, shit. I got to get stuff over here. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Travis, general notable. No voicemail for Mikey this week.
Ooh. Yeah, what a pussy.
Dun, dun, dun. Mm-hmm.
Russisa 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah, is he
okay? We need to check on Russisa.
Did he?
We need to give him a call.
Did he die?
No, don't say that.
Jesus.
We need to give him a call.
Okay.
Los Angeles Kings.
Los Angeles.
Russell has a Stein.
Russisa has a Stein. All right. 2 games this week. If we're not counting Wednesday, because we're going to record on Wednesday. So, yeah. No, we should do Wednesday then, because we're going to record after Wednesday's game. Okay, back to back.
Well, wait. No, I got tickets for Wednesday's game.
Oh, my God.
So we can't record after. So just do 2.
So we're going to record before?
So we're going to record Tuesday?
Probably.
This is weird how we're airing our dirty laundry.
Whoa.
It's not dirty yet.
On the air.
Skid marks.
You want to make it dirty?
James hasn't shit his pants yet.
Look me in the eye, man.
I'm going to shit my pants to dominance.
Jesus Christ.
That wasn't the dirty I was talking about. Hey, you should know why that's funny. Go ahead.
You realize who his dad is, right?
I know, but I moderate what I put in front of him. Anyway, King versus Ducks.
You've talked about sex like 6 times in the last 10 minutes.
Only twice.
He's moderating himself. Only twice.
Okay. And how you made him.
Well, you didn't think you'd see the father-son talk on air, did you?
So, boom. There's the birds and the bees. When a man really loves a woman and they love each other.
The trees and the moon up above.
Well, there's a whole song for it.
And the thing called love. You don't know that song?
Okay. He's got 3 boys. So
moving on.
He knows.
Thanks, Bree.
All right. Saturday. Oh, wait. Sorry.
There was singing. Friday. I should have done honey.
Friday. We got honey. The fucking Ducks.
Ducks suck.
9-9-0. They are 5th in the Pacific.
9-9-0. Straight 500.
Uh-huh.
I put you all down for a win.
Yes. Yeah, I do. Do we even do I need to even cover
no,
it?
No, it's a win.
Okay,
done.
That's a win. Okay. Yeah.
Please tell me we're playing like Seattle or Vegas this week.
No, Saturday, back to back. So we're gonna see Copley. We're gonna see Talbot.
Copley, three games in a row, huh?
Yeah.
I didn't say that. I just we're gonna see both.
I would say
yeah. He's getting Anaheim.
Yeah, he's getting Anaheim.
Unless we're playing San Jose.
We're playing Montreal.
I agree, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Saturday, we're playing the Habs. 7-9-2. They are not great. Excuse me. They are last in the Atlantic. Like I said, 7-9-2.
Mm-hmm.
2-7-1 in their last 10.
And 2-7-1.
Oof. Away, they're 2-3-2. That's a win.
That's a win.
That's a win.
All right.
Okay.
So that's all we're doing? Next one?
We're not doing Wednesday?
So recording Tuesday?
So we're not doing Wednesday? Because I feel like we're really selling Scott short if we don't cover Wednesday.
Is Wednesday Vegas?
No.
Oh, no, it's the Capitals. Never mind.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they beat Vegas in 2017, so.
She's a Caps fan? Why?
From Washington, D.C.? Yeah.
I don't know everybody's history, so there's that.
I'm in Delaware. Wayne's World, dude. Just, sorry. I should have been looking that way. Bree got it. See? Bree gets it.
Now they're Kraken fans.
Krakens.
Yeah, the Kraken. We found out it's pronounced Kraken.
Okay, speaking of Kraken fans.
That shit was funny.
What do we think of this? What do we think of these?
What are these? What are we looking at?
They both suck.
Is this Vancouver and Seattle? Winter Classic next year. Winter Classic for next year?
This is new, right?
Next year as in, like, in a few months next year?
Sure.
I mean, what?
This just came out today.
I know, but when's the game?
It just came out today.
I don't know.
No follow-up questions.
The Seattle is...
This is Vegas in Seattle, right?
Oh, it's Vegas. Okay, not Vancouver. It's Vegas. Oh, the Stars.
The fact that you didn't know which team it was tells you that it's very bad.
Yeah. Oh, well, I see the gold now.
I see the gold,
yeah. It's Vegas doing a retro jersey is kind of weird. At least Seattle's trying to do, like, they're getting closer to the Metropolitan stripes.
It's a little
stripes.
Metropolitan-esque.
They're getting closer to the stripes than the Metropolitans. They
still
need to
using
really,
their S.
They just really need to, like, lean into that.
Yeah.
Lots of stripes.
Oh, well, I will say that the Hurricanes got shit recently for coming out with their Hartford jerseys again. With the Cooperalls, and people are upset. They're like,
because Cooperalls or
no, because of like the Carolina shouldn't be leaning into the history that's not theirs.
They absolutely should be.
I agree
because that you cannot let that.
But there is a
waste.
Camp of people that say that they should not be doing that because that is not their history.
That is not the kind of camping I want to do.
That's true, but you could make the same argument for Seattle. I agree that they should be leaning into the Metropolitan.
I think that camp would be okay because it's the city's history.
Yeah, the city owns it, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, the city doesn't own
shit. Okay, was that same camp of people giving the Coyotes shit for doing the whiteout? Because that was very much a Winnipeg thing when the Jets were there originally.
I did not consult them on
Metropolitan
that.
Metropolitan was pre-Stanley Cup, too.
They are actually the Seattle Metropolitans. Seattle was the
first Stanley Cup
team to win the Stanley Cup.
Okay, never mind.
Actual first. I mean, that means they existed before the Stanley Cup, but
yeah,
they were the first team to win the Stanley Cup.
Good, Scott.
Just retro issues with Vegas's logo.
Do you have a problem with that?
Yeah, Dennis, explain.
Explain.
Yeah, why? What's your problem with a retro?
I mean, where does the V come from?
Come from? They're 6 years old.
Yeah.
No, we had AHL and EHL team.
Is the V, like, is that styled actually where after?
The retro jersey that we have now is actually a play on our teams that we had.
The red one or whatever? Yes. Yeah. Does that V come from one of those teams?
No, that one, but why is that a retro right there? Is that a retro?
They're trying to, like, the Winter Classic, they try and make it more retro styled, like,
okay,
so
if that's like some play on our old heavy on the retro word teams, classic. Then yes, I agree because I don't see anything with our old teams.
I mean, they did. I could see them just like, okay, we got to make it look like a retro jersey, but we don't have anything to pull from.
Seattle's against Vegas. Seattle's just playing in the same colors they have with the same logo they have with a different S, red.
Well, if you look at the original Metropolitans jersey, it had the S with Seattle in it.
Yeah.
And they just updated the S to be the new one.
It's,
so
it's old and new combined.
They're combined.
1905.
It's like a reverse retro.
But I will say this, like,
ooh, that was good.
The Vegas thing has no tie into any history, and the Kraken one actually looks like it has hints of Metropolitan.
I mean, like, I get the thing. It's just I like to give you shit for.
All right, so let's take this in a different direction. There's a number of non-hockey fans in the crowd. Bree. Kira, I would like to know what you guys think about those two things that are on the screen.
Things, those abominations. Which one's your favorite?
Yeah, pick one.
Oh,
left. That's Vegas.
That's split. Oh. It is split.
Jessica, what do you think?
All right, now fight. I like the crack. I'm just kidding.
The one on the left is like straight 90s Excalibur. Also plays on Vegas.
Yeah.
That's Excalibur.
I mean, is there a lance on the side?
Is there an English knight?
Yeah. Jordan.
A fake English knight?
You mean my,
with his fake English accent? He's actually from England.
Lucinda, is it left or right?
Stop it.
Left all the way.
She's a
Golden Knights fan.
Hey, yeah. that's
silly.
She might have a bias.
John,
I think
left
Jordan,
or right?
I think the real.
Left. Your son just was a tiebreaker.
What do you say? I think Jordan's opinion really matters in this because. Yeah, just Jordan. What do you think?
Yeah, neither.
Sure.
Did I catch a niner in there?
Did I catch a niner?
Is that a niner?
Jordan, what do you think? Which one? Out of the two, which one?
They both suck.
Which one, Jordan?
I don't agree with that.
I appreciate the Metropolitan throwback.
Uh-huh.
But. Uh-huh. I have to pick one. It's going to be Seattle. And you know how much distaste I have for the Seattle.
I know. That's what I'm saying. That says a lot. Jordan
I
hates
just don't
the
get,
Seattle.
Like, what are up with the nipples on the top of the V?
Yeah.
Like what's up with the three-way nipples at
like,
the top of the V?
They represent tassels, because, I mean, Vegas.
Fabulous.
The kids in the audience should know what that means, so it's good.
Very true. But also, I do appreciate that, Jordan, because I know how much you hate their jersey.
I do.
But also, I really do like all of Seattle's Kraken theme, the colors, everything.
Yeah.
Kraken.
Kraken.
Yeah.
Hi, John.
Thanks, Warren.
Yep.
The Kraken.
And we do have Kraken fans up here this weekend, our Seattle family.
Hey.
And we've been saying Kraken all weekend. And we've officially got under their skin with it. So
yeah,
it's
Kraken.
Working.
Yeah. It's now the Kraken.
It's working.
Yeah. We're going to keep it going on the podcast. Yes. So.
We before we move on, we do need to cover the hijacking that happened this week. I feel like Dennis needs to take the honors on this one.
So the Seattle family
the Seattle Kraken game was on.
Yeah, the Kraken game was on, and mm-hmm. they were watching on one of four of Scott's TVs, the one that's outside. On his trailer.
This one's semi-outside.
Semi-outside. I mean, we can see it from outside. It's nice. And I put on the Kings game on Bally on my phone.
Well, after it aired out 87 times.
Yeah. It took a while to get there because, you know, it's the Bally app. You know, we all know. It sucks.
Let's have some integrity about the situation.
Yeah. It took about a half hour to get there. But we got there.
A couple of resets.
And then I realized that there was what is it they call it, the AirPlay or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah, button there. And I was like, oh. And there was a couple options there. And Scott, let me know which one would work.
You can cast it to the TV.
Uh-huh. So I cast it to the TV and
like
hijacked
middle
it.
Of the second period.
Yeah. I think Seattle was actually on a breakaway or some shit like that, or they were in the zone doing something.
Yeah, there was something exciting on the television.
They were very
happening.
Frustrated with us that we hijacked the TV, and so we had to give a little "Go Kings, Go" chant and establish dominance.
Little is being modest.
Very modest.
Yeah,
Night Stars going to OT.
Thanks. Great. We got 1 point.
Scott's leaving the podcast now. He's going to go watch what happens.
Everyone that leaves the trailer, I'm like, can you please give me an update on the score?
it's an OT.
Okay, Jane's been good.
Yeah, it's tied.
Thank you, Mikey.
It's tied.
If we lose, don't tell me.
Make sure to update it. We'll put it. It's 1-1.
So if we're OT, that's a point. An OTL is a right? point. That's better than nothing.
The loser point.
Are we? Let's just say we're recording on Tuesday.
Recording on Tuesday.
So are you?
Am I?
This week.
2-0. Oh,
we're all.
Ditto.
There you go.
Ditto.
Ditto. Yeah.
All right.
Vegas fan Scott says 2-0.
Gonna let the Rangers yell at James.
I'll fill. Jaden says 2-0 as well.
Jaden's in on 2-0. John's in on 2-0. Sweet.
Yep.
Hey.
Too late.
It's an unfortunate thing, by the way, because I'm a massive Kings fan as well.
Wesley, James, if you're here.
Lucinda looks so upset about
this. Oh, yeah, John's here. Oh, I guess John's my favorite.
This my daughter will probably vote for 0-2. By the way, she's not. Yeah, what a Kings fan.
Two games this week, Lucinda. How are the Kings doing?
They're playing the Ducks. What's gonna be the
record? Ducks
and Montreal.
Yeah.
Oh, she's gonna root for Kings both.
All right.
Which is something because my wife is a Montreal fan.
Oh, that's so, right.
She was both. Minor league hockey team fan in Vegas. They had tickets to both.
And she loves poutine.
She got into hockey big, and she was a big original six.
Mm.
And she just liked Habs right away. That was from the early 90s.
The Long Beach Ice Dogs were an affiliate of the Habs.
Yeah. The Habitants?
Les Habitants.
She has a Habs jersey for our dog.
I've seen it. Seen it.
Hey, buddy.
Ba-da.
Luckily, he's got a little fat and kind of tight.
Doesn't fit anymore. Doesn't fit.
Oh, I know how that feels.
Nice jerseys for dogs are easier to find in Vegas.
Yeah.
Batman in the little coat.
Pretty much.
All right. 2-0. It's going to be great.
Kings, how do we feel about the start this season?
It's amazing.
We feel great.
Yeah. I think last week you guys talked about it.
Can we just play all the games on the road? Because that'd be cool.
Right? I couldn't agree with you guys more. You said last podcast about it's off to such a good start. It's almost want to talk about, let's talk about April, May, June.
Yeah.
You know, let's talk about off season. It's what it's
70%,
where it
right? Stay 70%
July,
April, and we should be in a good spot.
But I think James texted earlier about the who's predicted to win the Stanley Cup right now.
It's the Kings.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is crazy because they're in third place.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but if they do win their games in hand,
but they're so
before the end of this night's game anyway, they would be in first place.
Yep.
Hell yeah.
That's pretty nuts.
And they're on the road. So
Game 2-3 in the season, were you feeling this?
No, absolutely not.
Yeah.
No.
It's a pretty good feeling right now.
But the problem was is the home games, right? So it's still something like you want to see a good run at home, right? And that still has to happen. So
well, it is weird. This is how it's supposed to feel. Like right now, this is how we should feel. Yeah. And this goes back to this team should be winning now. And it's a matter of what happens the first round of the playoffs and beyond. But it's just weird to kind of be in that moment. It's like, oh, this is what it's supposed to feel like. Okay.
Right,
this is what it feels like to be good.
So you're here, but you want to be better. So you got to now work on, make sure that we're getting both goalies.
Yeah. That's why I think both of us have called no losses in the past 3 weeks. We're all on board with us being good. Right. Yeah.
Well, but it's also Copley. You're starting to see him play better, and it looked like he's.
It is still time. It's a small sample size,
right? But it's what we have, right? It's what we have.
Sample size.
But you're seeing when he in plays, he's moving side to side. He's tracking the puck. I think the St. Louis game, he was on the puck the entire game, and that's pretty cool to see.
I do appreciate that. It feels like he's been working on his mistakes.
Yeah.
It does.
We called it out vigorously about the wraparound, and he was moving very much well side to side.
So thanks, Kings Realm.
Yeah.
For solving that problem for
us. You're welcome.
You fucking listen to the podcast.
You're welcome.
Next thing you know.
Take us to Alaska. did you see the Kings gave him a North Pole hockey team hat?
No.
Yeah, it's on their Instagram. And they walked up. To him,
James brought a fucking stick to Death Valley. Jesus fucking Christ!
They walked up
I'm gonna quit this podcast.
No, you don't.
I can't take this anymore.
Because then we wouldn't have an editor, so.
I almost forgot I brought it. I'm like, I got to break it out sometime. I need my thinking stick. Where's my thinking stick?
Oh, my God.
You snuck it in here, or you tried to sneak it in here.
Jordan caught me.
I was like, James, why the fuck do you have a hockey stick?
Dennis walked right in and put something down right there. He didn't even see it. Oh, you put the light down here. It was right next to it.
Jesus Christ.
Or did Scott just has a hockey stick in
where,
the back
okay, where's the helmet?
It's still at the house.
No,
the studio.
It fits nobody's head, so that's the problem.
I can't put the headphones on over it. That's the real problem. Or I would.
I'm surprised I'm not using earbuds for that then.
Oh.
Problem solved. Next show on Tuesday.
This
in
is
the helmet.
This is on you, Dennis.
Yeah, you own that one.
Hey, yeah.
All right. So
game over, Mikey says. Who won? Oh, Jesus.
I am so stressed out right now.
Jesus Christ.
Well, I mean,
I hope
gotta,
the next sentence
there's going to be a winner and a loser, so.
Oh, we got 5 minutes to make
Knight,
this.
An Eichel Knight.
Oh, my daughter's going to high five you.
All right. Well, time to end this show. We're done.
We do have one more thing.
One more thing. What's up?
Sorry.
We have a.
Oh, yes.
We have a review.
I mean, Jane's not here for this, but. All right, here we go.
And Arnold is. Made his presence.
We have a new review. And
I
this
feel
is,
like there was a review is, the last time we were in Death
this
Valley.
This is kind of a twofer, and I love it. All right, let's hear this.
So do I have to answer it myself? Like I have to.
It
read,
doesn't matter. Just
I have to read. So I have to fuck up the name twice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Arnold here. So I've heard that Jordan can't pronounce hockey last name. So here's a cracking one. Andrew Putolaski. Thanks, Jane.
Jane Rain. Jane
Wilson.
Jane Rain.
Mm-hmm. All right, so it is. Thank you, Arnold, for passing that off to me. I appreciate that. Yeah. So it's going to be Andrew Putolaski. I don't think that's that bad.
Putang in the mouth.
you just call me puta?
Yeah. No, it's worse. It's worse.
Potrulowski.
Ask your friends. With
I think it's like pot something, yeah.
Yeah, Potrulowski.
This could be a King's Realm drinking game.
Hey, you know,
can Jordan pronounce it?
Yeah.
Would you like to take that bet?
I would bet against
or it's
every
like Potrulowski or something? I forget what it is. We looked it up last time. He's not going to get it.
Because
I
like
we'll
drinking.
Hey, I like how Jordan sits with his legs wide open on the camera the whole time.
Yeah. He just realized.
I just realized it.
Noticing that. I'm wearing black. You can't see it.
No, it's not the black that helps. No?
All right.
I thought it was good.
We good? Are we good?
Yeah, we should
is
stop.
Is James snoring yet?
Little tiny weenus.
Little baby weenus.
Kraken.
The Seattle Kraken.
They won tonight.
Ah, boo.
So did Vegas.
Yeah, the Kings didn't lose, so
there you go.
They didn't play, but
yeah, I
mean, Eli,
Jordan's not wrong. Yeah. All right, now we're done.
He's coming back.
He's not coming back.
Yes, he is.
He can take my spot.
What
so
are your thoughts better. Of the Seattle Winter Classic jersey,
Jordan? All right, Eli, come up here and sit down.
Huh?
I expected a fucking
what are you doing?
Exit.
You got poop?
Just go over where Scott is.
You can't get
what
out
the
of
fuck
here.
Dennis is like a bull in a fucking china shop right now. Jeez. He's fucking breaking everything. Oh, it's your dick.
Jordan's got to poop. Dennis got to poop. Yeah,
does Dennis have a really small bladder?
Dennis, the bathroom's over there. Is he literally just done with the podcast?
We're men. The world's our bathroom.
That's true.
He's got to take us out of here.
I think he went to go put his women's sweater on.
Foreheads in the camera again.
We have no outro.
No.
Yeah, what the fuck is he doing?
I honestly have no clue.
Did he just
happening.
Walk off?
Here, Jane's going to take a stab at the outro. You got it?
So be sure you're following us on Twitter and Instagram at Kings Realm Pod. Subscribe to us wherever you find podcasts. And be sure to check out the Hockey Podcast Network. Yeah, that's kind of all I remember.
Yeah.
Phone number.
562-317-0087. Leave us a voicemail or send us a text. Suck it, Dennis.
There you go.
Yes!
That's it. That's it.
And follow us on X Threads, Twitter if you still call it that, Instagram.
MySpace.
MySpace.
Friendster.
Say hi to Tom. Yeah. The guy could use a hello.
For James Whitlock.
Go ahead.
For me, Jaden Lyon, all the other people here, James Whitlock and Jordan Heckman. Suck it, Dennis. I'm Jaden Lyon saying,
go, Kings, go! Go, Kings, go! Go, Kings, go!
Dennis just left.
Did he quit the pod?
I think he did.
Quit the pod life.
Yeah. Look, man, it's Death Valley. It's super dry here. I drank like 2 gallons of water today. I'm not even exaggerating. So,
yeah,
I feel it.
I drank like two.
But he went that way. The bathroom's that way. His trailer's that way.
No, he took his headphones off and he